Delegates from 140 countries met in The Hague this week and adopted a declaration that will form the basis of a UN anti-corruption convention. Geraldine Coughlin reports.
The declaration aims to make governments more transparent. In general language, it calls on nations to tackle corruption with tougher legislation and new monitoring systems. But the declaration didn't incorporate some specific measures sought by some delegations. It doesn't include South Africa's suggestion for reliable corruption ratings for countries, or Russia's recommendation for tougher extradition procedures. The chairman of Transparency International, Peter Eigen, says competing interests like these led to an unambitious declaration.
Here, of course, there seem to be a lot of mutual pressure between the various governments. Some governments are much more committed to fight corruption than others. So in a way, one came out with sort of the lowest common denominator of what was possible.
Eigen's organization, Transparency International, is an influential lobby group that publishes a corruption index each year. The current list rates the Scandinavian countries as among the cleanest and some African states as the most corrupt. The South Africa delegate here criticized the index, claiming it was based on false reports. He said a bad rating could harm investment. The Ugandan delegate, Miriam Atembe, said the declaration signed yesterday in The Hague was hypocritical. She said it doesn't go far enough to return to developing countries funds looted by dictators and stashed away in Western banks.
This conference is saying, look here, there must be transparency in information. There must be acts, the laws that enable people to get access to all information. Now, when it comes to information of the money in their banks, then they are saying, what about secrecy?
Matembe noted that the banks who want to preserve their secrecy are located in developing countries and says that if the international community is really serious about doing something, it'll insist that these banks open up their records. Civil society groups describe corruption as a catastrophe for the planet. It costs businesses in Europe alone $80 billion a year. For Peter Eigen, the declaration presented here in The Hague falls short of what he'd hoped for, but is still a significant step forward.
For me, this is fine, because I knew this is a government conference. They invited us, and we made contributions. They were open to us. They gave us space to express our concerns. But we didn't control the outcome.
Transparency International expects a better outcome when civil society groups meet governments to make wider recommendations on fighting corruption at the next International Anti-Corruption Conference in Prague in October. For NPR News, I'm Geraldine Coughlin in The Hague.